Acts chapter 18. Let's read chapter 18, verse 1. Kyle, where is Kyle? 18 verse 1, please read. Okay. Paul went to Corinth. Who did he run into in Corinth? If you keep reading, who did he run into in Corinth? Hello, keep reading. Whom did he run into in Corinth? Yes, now there. Yes, the couple. The couple, right? This couple is very important person in post-ministry, for post-ministry in Corinth. Because there was no member over there beside them. So Paul went to them to live with them, to make tent with them. Therefore, he can eat from his own hand. Because there was no church to support him in the church of Corinth. I just went to Lesotho. How many of you know there's a country called Lesotho? You guys know Lesotho? Yes. Lesotho is a country within South Africa. It's interesting. It's a country within a country. When I go to Lesotho, we have Chinese members, but we don't have African members, right? And we are thinking about how do we evangelize to African members, because a lot of Chinese brethren, not a lot, we have about 20 to 30 members who own a supermarket, clothing stores over there. They hire some local people. And we are thinking about how to evangelize to them, right? So we are thinking about maybe sending AMC, African Missionary Committee, members to go there to evangelize to local person. So basically, they don't have local people in Lesotho right now. And so same like this, when Paul go to Corinth, there were only one family, Priscilla and Aquila, right? And this family is very important because later on they help another very important worker, Apollo. And Apollo and Paul, they all visited Corinthians in their missionary. And they are all with the help. One is physically, one is spiritually. Apollo was helped by Priscilla and Aquila spiritually, and then Paul physically. That's why we said it is important. Therefore, Paul started his missionary over there. This is another very important historical event in Corinth. That is, from the Church of Corinth, Paul started to go out to Gentile people. Let's read chapter 18, verse 5 to 6. 18, 5 to 6. Jeffrey, can you read? Jeffrey Lin. Acts chapter 18. Oh, sorry. To Jeffrey Lin. Oh, another Jeffrey Lin. Oh, Jeffrey Lin, sorry. Jeffrey Lin from Seattle. Sorry, Jeffrey. Okay, so Paul determined in his heart, he will go to Gentiles. Actually, when he was chosen, he was revealed that he will be an apostle for Gentile people. But only come here, he tried to put more actions to preach to Gentiles, right? So this is an important historic event. And there were revelation from Jesus Christ to him also, talking about there are many members, or many will become members or they are people of God in this city. Please read chapter 18, verse 9 and 10. Another Jeffrey, please. Chapter 18, verse 9 and 10. Yes. So God revealed to him that there were many God's people in this city. So that's why Paul stayed over there 1 year and 6 months. So my original question was, who is Sotini, right? So this is Sotini, right? So please read chapter 18, verse 17. 18, verse 17. Hey, Joseph from Seattle. So the Sotini, yeah? So who is Sotini, Joseph? Yes, a synagogue keeper. Helped the church work. Later on, converted to be a Christian. So let's come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So now you know who is Sotini. That's why you know Sotini was one of the early worker or seed in the city of Corinth. So from chapter 1, verse 1, I have several questions for you, right? On your note or on the board. So over here, Paul called himself an apostle. He was chosen to be an apostle. My question to you is that when did Paul become an apostle? I keep asking this to you, right? When did he become an apostle? Again, you got to go back to church history. When did he become an apostle? Anybody? I only have 3 minutes left. So I will make this your homework. Okay? In which chapter of book of Acts, chapter 10, which books talk about he was laid hand and sent out? At that time, he became an apostle. Okay? Hello? Did I give you a hint of where is the answer? After chapter 10, right? Okay? Now, another question for you. How can Paul need to address himself as an apostle instead of a servant? Please read Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 say he was an apostle, right? Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Philippians 1, 1. Jonathan, can you read? Jonathan from Dallas, 1-1. Servants of Christ Jesus. How come in Corinthians he says that apostle of Jesus? But the reason why he dressed himself differently because Corinthian church, many people do not. Anybody know the answer? Yes. Many people do not deem him as an apostle. They thought him not an worker of God. If you do not believe that I am a preacher, when I come to you, I say, I am pastor or preacher Steve Huang, because you don't believe that I am a preacher. But I'm telling you, I am ordained, I am sent, I do not come by myself. But if you are a very good church and no problem, because for Paul to go to write to Corinthian church, there are many problems got to be solved. And some people say, you are not qualified, you are not even there. We want Apollos, we want Peter. You are nobody, right? That's why chapter 1, verse 1, Paul got to introduce himself. I am apostle. We'll come back later on to this slide. So. Oh. Let's pray in silence.